So, let's discuss some of the halachic implications of the Agadah we saw last time. So as we saw, that however the Gemara conceptualizes it, learning Torah either in general or about the Karbanot as the bringing of the Karbanot. Presumably, the more limited read, meaning that it's not Torah in general is Karbanot, but that there's something about learning in Karbanot, the way we discussed last week, that is about, is like bringing, again, we saw a machloket, whether that's learning about Karbanot is like Karbanot, or learning about any mitzvah is like doing that mitzvah, and therefore that manifests itself in Karbanot, which is, you could go either way on that. That has a halachic implication in the tour, and that is the saying of Karbanot in the morning. That comes from this. So if you look at 8, the Torah had said, if you have the sources from last week, Uparshat HaKarbanot, Kigon Parshat HaOlam, Mincha Ushlamim, V'chatat V'Hasham, Amnam Parshat HaKarbanot, Tov Yoter, Lomra, B'Yom, Shem Makom HaKarbanot HaKarban, right? All these things you say during the day, because that's the time of the Karban, Shizmano B'Yom, Ukimisayim Parshat HaOla, Yomar. And when you finish reading the Parsha of the Ola, what do you say? Ribona Olamim, Yehi Ratzom Milfanecha, Shezachashav Mikubal Lefanecha, Kili Krafti Ola Bizmana. That by saying this, it should be as if I brought the Ola at the right time. After the Chatat, you don't. By the Chatat, you shouldn't, because the Chatat you can never bring voluntarily. The other ones you can bring voluntarily. You can't bring the Chatan voluntarily, so you don't say that.
So shouldn't there be a thing like if you do an Avela, you should say...
Very good. That's exactly what it might be, right? The Gemara actually says in Shabbos, every time you violate a sin that's chayav chata, you're supposed to write down on a note for yourself that you're chayav chata shmeina. And it's very unclear why no one does this. No one really knows.
Wait, the Gemara says?
Yes, the Gemara says this. This is a Gemara.
Cool.
Yeah, so that you bring it when the Beis HaMikdash comes.
Interesting.
Because you owe it. And some of the Achronim say, learn the Parsha of Chatas, that's why we don't write it down l'maisa. But it's a very weird thing, because the Gemara actually talks about Bill who did this, who wrote it down. Right, again, you should get up in the morning and you should say that if the king was there, you would do it, etc. Okay. The Taz says, right, he quotes this, and he says that the Chatas you don't, right, he quotes the Tur, says that the Chatas you don't say this because it's Nidava. But then if he looks, you look at the second line, where he says,
what does he mean by Nidava?
You can't bring it up. No, but you can't bring a chatas optionally. And since he really conceptualizes...
No, like he said...
He really conceptualizes saying the parsha of the karban is bringing the karban. So all the other ones you could say, may this be as if I brought the karban, because you could bring a voluntary ola if you wanted to. Right? The tumet actually had to be brought every morning. But a chatas you can't choose to bring if you know you did a sin that for which you're chayv a chatas. So then you can bring it, which means that you had to do something, which you'd be chayv mis or kares. If you did it on purpose, you have to do that by accident. You can't just say, Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha, that my chatas should be like a chatas. What is that? That's the nidav of a chatas, unless you know you're chayv in a chatas. Right? You can't do that, because he's conceptualizing as that, I'm bringing a karban. If I couldn't bring a chatas voluntarily, then you better not say, Yehi Ratzon, that this is like the chatas. You can't do that.
Okay, but what about learning just in general? If we're saying it's like literally, then
good, so that's the problem. Good.
So
maybe you could do that. I don't know. So the Taz says, he quotes the Marshal, two lines in, Ra'iti b'shem Marshal, Shuchal omar gam achar chatos, v'asham yehi ratzon. Rak shayom v'lashon safek. He says, I have Yosef's solution. No problem, say it, but safek. Dahainu, say, yehi ratzon, she'em ofarti aveira. Right, say, if I sinned, so then it should be, Chayavim aleha chatas, he's a nechshav kilu, he crafti chatas. That's the Marshal. And the Taz said, right, and you see the machloket, right? Yeah. But both of them are conceptualizing this as this is like actually happening.
Did you use
an
actual
chatas? No, you can't do the chatas. In Ashram is that by definition. No, but Talmud Torah, okay, there's a little bit of fudge room. Okay.
So why don't you bring in Ashram? Say a year or so.
That's what you would want to do, right? Good. But the Taz says, I don't know what's going on here. Lefiani is daiti she'ein lo markein. Devadim and simagamar maharmai docht and chadam maybe ola al safek. Dehainu imchayev ola. Is a ola vim lavia ola nidava. Kediz is so peregish mekadesh. Mikomo was the Chatas Kain. He said, look, that's very nice by an Ola, because you can bring an Ola on a Suffolk. You can't bring a Chatas on a Suffolk! Now, what are they arguing about? What's the machloket here? Everyone is seeing this literally, but the machloket is, how literal is this? The Taz is like, no, I couldn't do it on a Chatas, so I can't do it on learning! And the right, that's the Taz! Right, the Taz is like, I don't get it. You couldn't do it if I was bringing a Chatas, so Mapitom, you can suddenly do it on your learning. Right, either it's a Chatas or it's not, that's it. And the Marshal says, no! Shma, it's a Chatas, but it's not, like,
actually.
Like, the Mamish a Chatas, but the Taz is like, no, no, this is a Chatas. You couldn't do it by a Chatas, then you can't do it by a Korban. I mean,
you can't learn.
You can't, no, you can't learn and say this should be counted, right? Once you like frame it as this is the learning, I'm doing the same chatas, then you can't do that al hasafik because I couldn't do it with a carbon.
Yeah. You like chayav misa if you do it?
I don't know if you would go that far.
I mean,
because he said it can't be.
Chayav misa if you bring a chatas in the base of Mikdash and you don't know what to do.
And he says, that kriya ehi parnasis can be shpara chatas. And then he says, "Gamraiti tshuva nitzach as laksa shodim kolim parshas atamid v'shanah shizim mekoma nishalma parm tvaseinu ledaitin anachot shizim kobiyadam zemash makoma shiyomar achakach." And he's so convinced of this that he says, "You know, some people before they say izum mekoma and say that all these tefillot, this whole mishnah about all the karbanot nishalma parm tvaseinu, right? That these should, that our mouth should take the place of the karbanot." He says, "Don't do it." Don't say it. Why shouldn't you say it?
Because
Chatas is in the Perek. Don't even put a generic statement that your learning should be in the place of Karbanot before a Perek that mentions a Chatas. Right? Ad kedei kach, the Taz is so convinced that this is literal. Like if I start, right? And you see how they are arguing, right? We can say, oh, this is metaphorical, it's nice. By the time you get to halacha, this is one of those things where something I am so convinced is agadic. By the time I get to the nosei kelim on shulchan aruch, not like, this is not, you know, this is tur marshal and taz. Like, this is all.
Not only are they not taking it like, you know, saying, no, this is 150% literal. Like, it's more than literal.
Yeah. And the Magen Avraham in 10 says the same thing. And then he's in the middle, he says, umamo niflesi al gaonim. Sure, Benadarim Amru Shayim is not Vinazir, they love you, carbon chat, was a husker sham asham, him came, the chat, the Vinay Ratan Velosham. He goes through a whole deal on the Gaonim, on, like, I mean, I don't want to like get into all his lumdos, but like, maybe there's such a thing as a chatas, which is a nedava, but only a chatas of a nazir, and he gets in like these very complicated discussions of like, am I allowed to do that? Right?
I was going
to
say, just make yourself a nazir, and then you can bring a chatas nedava.
Right? Because that, he said, that's not a, but he says, but that's not really a, right? That's what some people suggested, that you can bring it because the one of a nazir is a nedava, and he says, no, it isn't. You only bring the chatas of a nazir if you were a nazir, and then it's a chiyuv. But like these diunim, like everything is like, they are so. And then he tells you that I asked this Gaon Rav Yitzchak of Poznan, the Abezin of Poznan, the Herich Harifasu Pkiyazu the Chaz Nazar in a Baal Chapara, Chini after Omra Al Chir Acher. He said, oh, the Nazir Chatas is not a normal Chatas, it's not brought Al Achay because it's brought to finish Nazirut, and therefore you can't carry over from one to the other. I mean, like, these diunim, you see, they are so convinced. And again, he says, the Bach says that you should say, the chatas say, im nist chayav di chatas, I should be chayav. Right, this should be yotzei. And what does Rav Magen Avraham say? It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Tell me, Zev. Because chatas, by yediyah batchila. You can't bring chatas unless you know you sinned. You can't bring it all a safek. That's called an asham.
Right.
Right? A chatas has to be run. By yediyah batchila. If you don't know you sinned, ad kedei kach, that the Mishnah says, machlok is remer chacham. Even if witnesses come and say, you sinned, do you bring a chatas? No. Because you need to know independently.
Uh-huh.
Right? If witnesses come, this is the only time witnesses aren't good enough. Because you have a migo. What's your migo?
Sins.
No, you could say migu. I did it b'mezid, and then I wouldn't be chayv karban, right? You don't know if I did it b'shogeg. You only know that I did it. So therefore, the guy, but you see that the Magen Avraham, right? You see, the Magen Avraham is so convinced this is literal. He's like,
I could actually be high of Misa, so you can't be with the
Korban. And the Mishnah Berurah, if you're, you know, brings the exact same thing. I gave it to you in 11, and I gave you the summary of it in 12.
Why is the summary longer than the actual thing?
Because he brings even more poskim, right? Because I'm telling you don't understand how literal this gets. Because then what happens? Ritzvi Pesach Frank. I'm not going to read through everything. Ritzvi Pesach Frank comes and says, "Oh, I have a solution. Say the following: If I'm chayav achatos, it's a chatos, and if I'm not chayav achatos, no, it's Talmud Torah. Oh, that's the solution. Because it could be literal, but it could also be Talmud Torah, right?"
Oh, but so if you were chayav achatos, it's not Talmud Torah.
Whatever. Exactly. That's what he says, right? But presumably they don't believe this, right? They don't believe this, and he gets into all of this, and you look at the Achronim, they go on, wait a second, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, what if you know you sinned, but you know which sin you did, are you allowed to bring a chatas then? And like, these diunim go on forever, and they give Marav Sinigri has this whole analysis, and he says maybe there's two elements to a chatas: machshava zachet and maisa zachet. The maisa zachet is niskaper by the karban, and the machshava zachet is through vidui. And if you don't have yedia zachet, so then you can't bring the chatas, but with the amiras parshas a karban, you can actually accomplish what the karban couldn't have accomplished, and you can get both kapara on the maisachet and the machshava of chet. I mean, like, yeah, right?
That's good.
So you have these achronim, like, they range from this is literally a karban, it's better than a karban, it's a karban or not a karban, but like, these diunim, halacha lemaisa, this is not like, we have gone from agadata last week to, no, they take this, like, dead seriously.
The next time someone tells me you can't learn something from my Gemara, can I just quote this Gemara?
Keep going on. And then he says, well, that's, you know...
So yes, everything is a gadata until we learn a halakha.
But he says, and maybe that's why maybe you can learn for the chatas, right? Because this is a little bit different. But this is what their argument, like, how literally is it?
It's not a gadata.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna, like, look, I've given you so much material here, but let me run through some of these fun ones. Guys, so in the Sefer Golat Aryo, which I have no idea what that is, he quotes of Meir Arik, who once met the Gerar Rebbe, and they were talking Torah, and he says, The Gemara says that if in Yoma that if you want to be menaseh yain al gabe mizbeach, you should give wine talmidei chachamim. And he says, why didn't the Gemara say you should learn about the nesachim? So the Gerar Rebbe says, what does he say? Because since the Gemara had said that if you bring a karban, you learn about a karban as if you learned about it, but it didn't mention nesachim, so you learn that for some reason the magic of this halacha only works by karbanos and not nesachim, and that's why the Gemara had another solution. Again, like, this is where I'm just like, you know, and then Meir Arik says,
weird facial expression.
I don't know what to do anymore. And then it gets worse. Then you have the Klechemda. He has the following suffix. Is this only true for men who are chayv in Talmud Torah? Oh, right, meaning is this a din in Talmud Torah? What's the suffix? Yeah. Is this a din in Talmud Torah or a din in Karbanos? If it's a din in Talmud Torah, then it's only true for men. But if it's in Karbanos, then maybe it's true for women also. Right, that's his So, right? Because that's what he says. He says, and maybe you'll say, well, they're chayiv to learn the mitzvahs that are practical for them. Mimela. I mean, how do you view this? Is this a kiyuma mitzvahs Talmud Torah which accomplishes something like karbanos? Or is this a din in karbanos? And the women mimela are chayiv because they have to bring... right, and the Eretz Tzvi, and the Eretz Tzvi says, what are you talking about? Women are chayiv to learn about the mitzvahs that they're chayiv in, so obviously they are chayiv. And like, you get these diunim, that they are taking this so unbelievably seriously.
Even if you say they're only not chayiv because of Talmud Torah.
And then at the end he says, oh, maybe women can't get this kiyum because they only have to learn Halacha Maisa. But this kiyum is only if you learn Be'iyun. And they can't learn I mean, I don't, like, I honestly have no idea what's going on. Like, by the time you read through these, you're like, I thought I was in an Agadata. And they are like, right, this is like literal and, what? Oh, it's fascinating.
Is leading into something.
And then... he quotes a pasuk, an article in the Shari Hora'a, that even if women are paturas from Talmud Torah, so they're chayiv in saying karbanos, because it's a din in the karbanos, and women might also be chayiv in karbanos. The Binyan Shlomo of Shlomo Vilna says, and at least women should say the parshiyot of Parshas Yoledes, right? Because they're chayiv in Yoledes, right? If they give birth, they should say the parshiyot of Yoledes. Right? I mean, the poskim take this, like, right? By the time you get the psak, they're taking it, and then the Klei Chemda has the following dion. He says the Klei Chemda brings another dion. Let's say someone's poor and he's chayiv in a carbon olaviyoreid. So what does he bring? What does he say? Does he read the parsha of the Ashir or the parsha of the Ani? Right, there are certain carbonos that rich people bring one carbon and Ani bring another one.
That's a good.
What does he do? Right. So you would. So what do you think?
Oh, right. I get chayiv in the Ani one.
So you could say if it's literal, so he should bring an Ani one. If it's Talmud Torah Ashir, or right, what?
Why would you ever say he should bring the Ashir?
No, you should say the Ashir.
No, come on.
The Ashir is really the ideal. It's just that he can't bring.
Good, because what's the point? Every Ani could bring a Karban Ashir, but ain't yadu maseget. But when you're doing it, when you're being mekayim it through Talmud Torah, mimela, he has the resources. Mimela, he can bring a Karban Ani and a Karban Ashir. I mean, like, I'm telling you, these diunim in the Achronim, it's like they took an idea that sounded agadic and. Starting with a tour, I'm saying this is not like this is not like, you know, some Hasidic shavuot that like, oh, it sounds very nice. No, this is like nivzak lahalacha tour. It's in your sitter, right? Rosh Hashanah, right? Once said that people don't get it. They think psukim and zimra is important. They can speak karbanos. He's like, no, look at the poskim. Karbanot is deoraisa, and psukim and zimra is minog derabanan. Or he said pashtos. You read the sugyot, right? You actually, if you take the tour, the Magen Avraham, Taz, Mishneh Berurah seriously, it's more important to say karbanos than psukim and zimra ostensibly, because you're chayiv in the Talmud every day, but we can't bring it, so you have to say the Talmud once a day, right? Oh, that's the alright. So this. Oh, now you're telling me the Kohanim. Oh, great.
Hold on,
okay, go ahead.
So why is it? So you shouldn't. Sugar is more important for davening because sugar is part of davening.
Correct, but this is correct. Exactly, he said. You know, Hanami sugar is more important than davening, but this is a separate cube.
So
I mean, it's like it's unbelievable.
So why is it before like the actual parts of like davening?
Don't ask. I don't know. I gave you here a bunch of acronym. Now, we already mentioned this last week. Now, is all this lamdas, is this a din karbonot, or is it a din in all mitzvot? So I gave you here a bunch of acronym. The acronym argue about it. We already saw some in both directions last week. Really? Guys, come on. I really want to try to get home before the road closes. So really, okay? And he says, the Mabit has another word. He says, the Gemara says, if guys are doing Daf Yomi, I think it was today, that if you are being punished and you don't know why, so what does the Gemara say? Assume it's Bittul Torah. Good, the Mabit says why? Because we learn from this halacha that learning Torah is like Mimkaim any mitzvah. He takes the expansive approach, which means that if you didn't learn Torah, you're derelict. in every mitzvah that you didn't learn about. So mimela, he's not saying gitla bevitl Torah, it's saying gitla in every single mitzvah, because by being derelict in your learning, as if you violated every one. So he takes the expansive approach, but literally, right? It's like missing every single mitzvah, not just go, again, like, this is, but he notes that other people think it's only about karbana. Rashi seems to say that, now other people say that it depends, right? It could be that this is only about karbana that, or mitzvah that you can't be mekayim, right? It's any mitzvah that you can't be mekayim, which would be a middle position. Okay, let's see.
By any mitzvah you can't be mekayim, I mean like ones that I can't be done today, or ones like you personally can't do. Like,
it could be both. Again, there's a lot of material here, but you know that you can read. Here, let me give you another one, another report. The Tzon Kadshim says the following. He says, you know how literally I'll take it? That the halacha is by karbanot, I think we mentioned this last week, that machshava poselis behem, which means that this type of limud, right? You can't have a bad machshava because it'll be posel, the Talmud Torah midin karban, just like you had a bad machshava to karban.
You can't have a bad machshava that you're going to eat your karban and you're swinging by looting the Torah about
right?
After the time period.
Right? Can you, yeah. And therefore, it's not mechaper. It's not mechaper. He says that's what. Sorry, he said that's what you would have thought. But then, what does Rava say? Right? Which means that maybe that teaches you. Right? Your havamina would have been that it's like it, and that's why he comes and says, "No, eno tsarich ola," to teach you that you would have thought that it's like carbon kamash malan. It's a carbon without psulei machshava.
Uh-huh.
Right? Again, I can't make up how literal, like, and how that. But what are they? What they're doing is grappling with how literal is this? Is it better than a carbon? Is it exactly a carbon? Is it worse than a carbon? Right? This is what they're fighting about. Okay. Last point, okay? I'm sorry, I'm leaving early, but look at the 13. This I couldn't get my hands on the Zevach Todes, so I just gave you the article footnote on it. So, the Zevach Todes says, what's the difference between the Drasha Reish Lakish and Rava? So, this was already what we talked about, right? That every time you have a comparison in the Gemara, you don't know if it's literal or not. Right? If it's Kafa Demyon or Kafa Shivyon. So he says, Reish Lakish thinks that it's only like it, right? But it's not an actual Hakrav as a Karban, which is a higher level. But he thinks that Reish Lakish, sorry, that's Reish Lakish, but Rava says that it's actually equivalent to the Karban, but the Chavetz Chaim is the one, the last paragraph, who says that it's not mamish like a Karban, because even if it's mamish like a Karban, Gavam Machloket, is that only when there's no Beis HaMikdash, or even there is a Beis HaMikdash? Chavetz Chaim says, no, I'm willing to accept that it's literal, according to Reish Lakish, but only in a world where you can't do the actual thing. To say that it's actually like bringing a Karban when you could actually bring a Karban, that's too much for him. Okay, that's the abbreviated version, but I wanted just to show you that these ideas of how literal are we talking, and it's actually a machlokes and has nafkuminis halacha lemaisa, right? With the consensus view leaning towards the more literal approach, right? The majority of the posts actually go in that literal approach, hence their dionim on machshava and lack of chatas and all these very complicated dionim. What if it's a chatas of a nazir, right? I mean, you see, they're taking this literally, they're treating this seriously.
Is Shulchan Aruch in this?
What? It's in the Torah Shulchan Aruch Mosakelim, yeah. Torah Shulchan Aruch Mosakelim. It's not like, these are not like Nilche Poskim, right? This is like the classic post-skim.
Like,
so sometimes this is one of those things that, you know, last week we did all the agadic things. We laid out the possibilities and suddenly you go halakha lamaitz and it's like, oh, right?
Like,
some of the post-skim really said.
There's none of this non-literal stuff.
Idiot. Okay, good. I'm going to try to get home before the road closes, but you